League of the Star by N.R. Cruz, read by Jenny Hoops. Marcel de la Croix to Henri Renault, England, December 16, 1792. Dear friend, my passage to England could not have been more strange. I was utterly disgusted with the world, and I hardly need add, myself. I averted my eyes generally from the assortment of pathetic souls fleeing their own unfortunate country. We were supposed to leave tomorrow, but there was a fright, and the captain feared the ship might be searched. The haste with which things were decided upon left many sad souls staring out at our vessel upon departure, and I, sorry creature I have become, felt only relieved to be one of those on board. It is difficult to tell the high from low in our company, for no one wishes to broadcast his wealth if he has it, and every count wears a shabby coat. Or at least that is the general rule, as you will hear. I could have wished the entire boat to hell, so foul was my mood. I went below deck where I found a quiet corner to bury myself. A few other miserable souls occupied my vicinity, but I paid them no attention at first. My thoughts were occupied with the most painful reflections and memories, which I shall not mention here. Presently I became aware of a little commotion around me. Directly across from me, two young noblewomen and an elder female companion were seated. The first young woman appeared about 20. Her dress was not designed to conceal her condition, as everything announced her to be a woman of wealth and property. Property? What do I say? What noble retains their property in France during these times? Nevertheless, you understand me. Her bearing was haughty, and I pitied her. Her future life will surely be miserable if she cannot be humble. But what happiness is in store for any unfortunate refugee? Beggars from our own land, reliant on the hospitality of a country that it has been our delight to scorn these last 200 years. Forgive me. As I was saying, beside her and leaning upon her shoulder asleep was a younger girl, perhaps 15, more simply dressed. The fretful old woman beside the first girl had every appearance of the small-minded simpleton families often select to help illuminate the minds of their daughters. What was surprising was that they seemed to have undertaken this perilous journey with no other guide, servant, or protector. The exchange that caught my attention seemed to have proceeded from the captain's insistence that one of the trunks they had brought with them be unlocked, having attracted attention because of its heaviness.
"I must needs know what contraband is brought aboard my ship," he declared,
causing the old attendant to comply in fear. Had they been able to rely on anyone who had practical knowledge of these matters, they might have been able to satisfy the captain privately. But as it was, the small trunk was opened publicly, and its contents of gold and jewelry were revealed to anyone who happened to be nearby.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?